Good morning, everyone. My name is Fani Veeranki, and I'm a second year doctoral student at Department of Biostatistics and Epidemiology at East Tennessee State University. And I'd like to thank you, APHA Selection Committee, as well as Dr. Morris, for giving me an opportunity to present at the APHA annual meeting. And my topic is a research work in progress, and it deals with analysis of community determinants of smoke-free policies in the United States. And my full name is Srinivas Fanikumar Veeranki, and I have no personal financial relationships with any commercial interest related to this research project during the last 12 months. And how is this research study related to the theme of the annual meeting, that is the social justice? Social justice is a goal-oriented process which drives one's potentiality and one's responsibility towards one's actuality. And policy always aids in social justice. Tobacco-free policy is a specific type of policy which aids in social justice by protecting the health of non-smokers as well as smokers and indirectly the community, but it takes away one's freedom, that is to liberty to smoke cigarettes. And to give a brief background of the tobacco control policies in United States, there are around 1,859 state, counties, and cities with some or other smoke-free policies, of which 22 states in United States have 100% smoke-free policies at workplaces, bars, and restaurant. And recently, there is one more state which was added to the list, that is North Carolina, but there is a preemption law for North Carolina. But at the same time, there are 15 states with 100% smoke-free policies in the gaming industry. And some of the goals and objectives for my research study, the overarching goal is to reduce the burden of tobacco use and improve the health outcomes of people in the United States. That is the overarching goal. But the objectives to achieve the goal through this research project are analyze tobacco-free policies in every state in the United States, assess the community approach towards tobacco-free policies in the United States, and determine the strength of community based tobacco-free policies within as well as between the states, and identify areas and opportunities for policy change. That is a small diagram which shows how we are moving towards our final goal, that is tobacco-free environment and healthy people in United States. And this is a causes theoretical approach behind my research study, is the causes behind the causes approach. As you see on the right-hand side, there are tobacco-free policies at various places in the United States, like workplaces, restaurant bars, which I'm dealing those in my current research project, but I would like to also expand my research study towards tobacco-free policies at tobacco excise taxes, youth access, advertising, settlement, and tobacco-free policies in prisons. On the left-hand side, you can see the various causes behind the causes. The first line of causes are the proximal determinants, which include like the economic characteristics, demographic, interest groups, cultural, political, social, and other characteristics too. And the distal determinants are the one which influence indirectly the tobacco-free policies in the United States. Though you see these all proximal and distal determinants nicely aligned left to right-hand side, but in the real world, it's a web. This is the web of the causes approach towards tobacco-free policies in the United States. If you see the red lines, those are the lines which indicate, and the lavender boxes, the purple color boxes, they have a positive association towards smoke-free policies in the United States. For example, if you have a high number of tobacco-related deaths in a county, means there's a likelihood of the county to have a county or a state to have a 100% work-free, smoke-free policies. But on the other hand, the green color boxes, I have a negative association which influence the smoke-free policies in the county. Like if you have more number of bars and restaurants in a county, means there's less likelihood of having 100% workplace or bars or restaurant smoke-free policies in that specific county. And this is a model I'm using it for my research study, because this is a nicely aligned model from individual, interpersonal, schools, community, and public policy. And my approach is on the last two penultimate shells of the socio-ecological model, that is the community determinants of tobacco-free policy in the United States. And my methods include the dependent variable are the smoke-free policies related to workplaces, bars, and restaurants, and the independent variables include the economic variables such as tobacco income, tobacco agriculture, and restaurants, bars, and demographic variables include age, sex, race, and interest group variables include tobacco farmers association, restaurants interest groups, and casino interest groups, and bars interest groups. Geographical variables And political variables include what is a political party in the specific state or the county, and how they influence the tobacco-free policies, as well as the political diffusion. And cultural variables include the historical ties and symbols of tobacco in the specific counties or the cities, and the social variables and other variables. I collected my data from a number of sources. Some of the sources include Americans for Non-Smokers' Rights Association, United States Census Bureau, CDC, and Association of Regional Data Archives, and Slaty from American Lung Association, Smoking Attributable Morbidity, Mortality, and Economic Cost from CDC, Federal Election Commission, and State Election Boards. And that inclusion criteria for my research study includes only states with non-preemption laws are included at this stage. The clean indoor air ordinances are only included, that is tobacco-free policies related to workplaces, bars, and restaurants, and populations with at least some college degree are only included. My analysis for the research study is descriptive statistical analysis to understand the association between the various variables and tobacco-free policies. And the next stage will be the regression analysis using logistic regression method to tease out the likelihood of support for smoke-free policies. And the data is managed and analyzed through SAS and SPSS. And this is the map of United States. The red color states are the states which have preemption laws. I started at Southeast Central United States like Kentucky, Tennessee, Mississippi, and Alabama, and I have excluded Tennessee because it has preemption law. And some of the preliminary results from my study from Alabama, Kentucky, and Mississippi, if you see the graphs, the Alabama state does not have 100% smoke-free policy at workplace, bars, and restaurants, but there are 21 counties which have 100% smoke-free policies. At the same time, there are 17 counties which are 100% smoke-free bars policy. At the same time, there are 28 counties which have 100% restaurants. So we can take these 100% counties, the approach, and what are the determinants towards their 100%, and then apply it to the state. Similarly, for Kentucky, similar to the Alabama, there are no 100% smoke-free laws at the state level, either for workplaces, bars, and restaurants. But there are 13 counties and places which are 100% smoke-free laws at workplaces, and 13 counties which have 100% smoke-free policies at bars, and 17 counties and cities which have 100% smoke-free policies at restaurants. And these are the results for the state of Mississippi. Similar to Alabama and Kentucky, there are no 100% smoke-free policies at workplaces, neither bars or restaurants. But there are 20 cities which have 100% smoke-free policies at workplaces, and 19 cities which have 100% smoke-free policies at workplaces, as well as 24 cities which are 100% at restaurants. If you see the green color bars are the 100%. And this is the chi-square analysis, though this table is very crowded. If you see the red color markings, most of the counties have populations are minors, elders, and Caucasians have average to above average median income group, and almost like more than 35% of the population has some or more college degree of education status. This is for Alabama's. Similarly for Kentucky, if you see the most of the counties are Caucasians, fall in above average income group, and have higher education status. Similarly for Mississippi, similar to Alabama and Kentucky, most of them fall under Caucasians. Most of them are Caucasians, minors, and elderly, as well as they have an above average income group, and education status is higher education status. More than 35% of their population has some or more college degree. My preliminary conclusions at this stage, there is no 100% smoke-free policy for workplaces, bars, and restaurants at the state level. Majority of the counties, that is 75% of the counties in Alabama, 50% of the counties in Kentucky, and 70% of the counties in Mississippi have some coverage for workplaces, but no coverage for bars and restaurants. If you see, as I told you, that 75% of the counties in Alabama and 80% in Kentucky and 90% in Mississippi are minors, elderly, Caucasians, and fall in the average to above average income status and have at least some or other some college education. Minors are more exposed to secondhand smoke. Though these populations fall under the higher education status and higher income group, there are no 100% smoke-free policies at bars and restaurants, and there are few smoke-free policies at workplaces. In comparison with three states, though Alabama has more number of smoke-free policies, that is around 189 policies for Alabama, but only 10% of these counties have 100% smoke-free policies at workplaces compared to Kentucky and Mississippi, which have 30% and 25%. And my current limitations of my study are tobacco-free and smoke-free are used as similar terms, but there is lot of difference between the two. There is lack of comprehensiveness and strictness in analyzing the tobacco-free policies. A state with preemption laws were excluded from this at this stage of analysis, and there is no qualitative approach designed to this quantitative research study. And my future of the research study includes development of a comprehensive tobacco policy index, an inclusion of comprehensiveness and strictness of the policy, and design of a qualitative approach component to the present research study, and trend analysis of evolution of tobacco-free policies at the state as well as local level in relation to the county variables from past to the present. And last not the least, geospatial analysis and interactive mapping to make the entire research study available to everyone. And this is my research team, and thank you. Yes, I started with Southeast Central United States because I wanted to start small and just see how it goes. Yeah, I would like to address all my limitations while I'm analyzing the next states.
What is the time frame of your study?
This is one of my dissertation topics, so hopefully I would be completing it by the next 2 years or 3 years. But inclusion of the qualitative component, it may take time, because I need to interview each and every county. I need to design the level of interviewers, so. Yep.
Tommy, it's very interesting, the disparities that you are seeing.
Yes.
The determinant of those disparities pretty much mirror the disparities in health and healthcare outcomes that we see with other types of policy and healthcare outcomes. So can we conclude that disparities in tobacco policy are determined or associated with socioeconomic status at the county?
At this stage, I cannot give the final conclusion that the same community determinants are towards the social disparities at the county level, because I have to design the comprehensiveness of the policy. Once I design the comprehensiveness of policy, I can then determine it, because regression, when you do a regression analysis, it's completely different depending on the dependent variables. So once I start moving into the research study and just find more conclusions, then I would come back to look at other dependent variables like cancer screening rates or any other policy at the county level. So if the determinants are the same, then the disparities are for every problem-related statement in the county. Yep.
How did you make the distinction between workplaces and bars and restaurants?
That data is directly from ANR, Americans for Non-Smokers Rights Association. So they had a tobacco policy index. So they determined that they have a criteria. So I can just give you the criteria if you are more interested. So they just gave me the data straight away.